The Indians going for the sweep of the Blue Jays, and Slider, the mascot, throwing out the first pitch, and it was an ugly first pitch. Corey Kluber might show him how to do it. First inning, Kluber getting some run support with two men on, Michael Brantley facing Jay Happ.
Michael Brantley, soft line drive single into center field. Santana out there, they're going to wave him home. Pilar will have no throw, and the Indians score in the first to take a 1-0 lead. Smacked up the alley at left center field. Turn him loose. Lindor scores. Here comes Brantley. Right on his heels is Ramirez. It's a three-run double for Brandon Guyer and a four-run first for Cleveland.
There you go.
It didn't matter. He comes right back and registers his first strikeout of the afternoon. Oh, I mean, overmatched. Back-to-back strikeouts here in the second. Struck him out on three pitches. Kluber whiffs the side here in the second. Brantley socks one to deep center. Back is Pilar. He's out of room. It's out of here. Michael Brantley with his sixth home run of the year, and he snaps a 54-game homerless streak with a two-run smash to dead center.
Yeah, his first home run since April 30th.
Wow.
Yes, they've been calling it.
Welcome to the club.
Yes, indeed.
Strikeout number 13 for Kluber. Swung on and missed. Strikeout number 14 for Kluber. And Jose Bautista heads back to the dugout with a hat trick.
Get to the big leagues with the Mariners, make his debut.
Slow chopper to Gonzalez, to Ramirez, on to Santana. A game-ending double play. The Indians sweep the Blue Jays in convincing fashion with an 8-1 final this afternoon.
The Indians sweep away the Blue Jays. Manager Terry Francona spoke after.
Oh boy, we've seen him pretty good. I mean, he's throwing the ball good, that's for sure, but he's kind of set the bar pretty high. You know, in this game, when you're consistent, that's a good thing. But once you set the bar and you're consistent at that level, he's one of the best in the game, and it's nice when a guy, you know, reaches that point and continues to really get after it and work so he can even try to get better. I mean, we rely on him so much, and he knows that, and it's nice to put his name in there every 5 days. That was a big hit for us, really big, you know, because he was such a force for us the second half of last year. And to get him, you know, after he's been, when he came back from being hurt, there hasn't been a ton of at-bats. So that's why we left him in to face Smitty, because we can get him going. He's such a productive bat, especially against left-handers. However, when they come or things like that, I know that, kind of like Kluber, pencil, put him in that three-hole and just, you know, the way he plays the outfield, his at-bats, the quality of at-bats, those types of, the home runs will come, but the gap power is probably more important than anything else.
Corey Kluber, the win, allowing one run in 7 2/3 innings, tying a career high with 14 strikeouts. He talked to the media after.
Fortunately, off day, you know, I was able to get a couple extra days, and you know, it wasn't anything that was really all that concerning. Just needed a couple extra days to kind of get to a spot where I wanted to be, and didn't think about it at all today. Didn't have any issues with it, so non-factor. Kind of that elusive role right now, but you know, hopefully these three games can kind of jumpstart us to, you know, sound like a broken record, but to kind of play better, more consistently.
Francisco Lindor, another big game, three hits, an RBI, and a run scored.
We know he throws strikes. We know he's going to pound the strike zones, and we just trying to be aggressive, trying to get on base, and it don't matter who's pitching. Our plan was to be aggressive and get a good pitch to him.
How big was it to see Michael Brantley hit a home run?
it was pretty cool. Pretty cool. The way he did it 3-0, nobody thought he was going to swing. When he hit it, it was like, no way, he did it. I didn't know he hasn't hit a home run in a while. I didn't really know, but all I know is he's a good hitter. He's one of the best hitters in the game, and you know, he's not going to finish with how many home runs he's got right now.
I make a joke of it, but with the emphasis on home runs, how cool is it to be around a guy like that doesn't change his game at all?
Yeah, special. He knows his body, he knows his approach, he understands that he's gonna hit home runs, but not trying to hit home runs. And whenever you get a guy like that, you learn from him. And you continue to try to pick his brain, that way you can incorporate in your game.
Up next, the Indians play a makeup game against the Reds on Monday.